coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
I had family, friends, mostly women that came into my office that had wonderful lives until it came for divorce. And their husbands would cut off their credit cards. And if they didn't have friends or family to go to, what were they going to do? A lot of them were backed into taking settlements less than what they were entitled to, which was very unfortunate. And I said, wow, there has to be something else out there. There has to be a way to help these people.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to today's episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung, and I'm super excited to be here today with Nicole Noonan, who's a lawyer, but she's also the CEO of New Chapter Capital Incorporated, which specializes in divorce funding, which I didn't even know this thing existed. How awesome is this, what she is doing? Amazing. So she's a divorce expert, a pioneer of divorce funding. She's crowned the fairy godmother of divorce by New York Post. She has been seen on Good Morning America, Bloomberg TV, The Couch, all sorts of places, including Huffington Post, The Economist, Forbes, Fortune, New York Times, all sorts of things. So she is also an attorney. She was a divorce attorney practicing full time. She's now doing what she's doing. And I cannot wait to hear what she has to say. So welcome, 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 Nicole.
Thank you, Rebecca. I'm super excited to be here.
Thank you. So we're going to be talking today about funding to untie the knot, which is a lot of people that I deal with in my community are dealing with a narcissist, and a lot of times the narcissist has control over the finances, and they want to get out, they want to escape, they want to break free, but they're like, I have no idea how to even do that. So it's incredible. How did you come to creating this?
Yeah, from my own practice. I practiced in an area where I grew up, and I had family, friends, mostly women that came into my office that had wonderful lives until it came for divorce. And their husbands would cut off their credit cards. And if they didn't have friends or family to go to, what were they going to do? A lot of them were backed into taking settlements less than what they were entitled to. Which was very unfortunate. And I said, wow, there has to be something else out there. There has to be a way to help these people. And I heard about this in the UK and Australia. And I'm like, wow, this is brilliant. We have to start doing it in the US. And that's exactly almost, 2011, I started it. And I've just been growing it ever since. So yeah.
So it's our biggest fund that people can apply for, to get access to the funds to buy, to hire their own attorneys, or how does it work?
So it's an advance against the client's potential settlement. So we work with the law firm, the attorney. We ask for them to help put together the application for the client. We look at it, our underwriters are sent the application. They try to make an evaluation within 3 business days because we know time is of the essence. And if approved, the money can be used for legal fees, expert costs, and for some clients, reasonable living expenses, which is so essential if you can't get access to funds during a divorce. And it makes kind of alleviates some of the stress of a very stressful situation.
Amazing. What an amazing resource for people. So when do they know it's time to go? When do they know? I get people all the time, should I stay? Should I go? When do I know it's time to actually go? So what do you say to that?
Well, in my practice, I always would say, did you give it a shot to go to marriage counseling? You know, is there something, especially, you know, if their children are involved. However, a lot of people know that it's time to go. When they get to me, usually they've already met with attorneys, but sometimes not. Sometimes they come to me first and they say, you know, hey, look, I'm starting to think about this. I still say, you know, if marriage counseling is available to you, I mean, are you really going crazy because you've been cooped up with your spouse right now for 6 months? Or is it something that, you know, the marriage is already irretrievably broken down? So, you know, I always encourage marriages to stay together, but when it's time to go, it's time to go. And that's when it's time to get prepared.
I often say it's a soul decision, like your soul, the soul knows, you know. So I always say that I'm certainly not here to tell people to leave a marriage, but I'm here to facilitate if you decide that that's what you want, except for the fact if there's abuse going on, then I definitely would say you do not stay in that situation.
Yeah, get out right away.
Yes, of course. So, but other than that, you know, I think that it's hard to know when it's time, but I do think it's a soul decision. I think that the soul knows when it can't breathe anymore, no matter what. Yeah. So especially when you're dealing with a high conflict personality or narcissist or somebody like that, who's really pretty abusive, even emotionally abusive, psychologically abusive, which is a lot of what narcissists are. It's definitely, you know, once you have the strength to leave, I think it's a good time to leave. So,
yeah. So, financial abuse too. I was going to say a lot of, you know, people.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I just actually did some shows on that, and I even did a survey within my own community on how money is being used to financially abuse targets. It actually, attorney's fees was one of the big ones. So, and not only that, but, you know, what I teach in my SLAY program is how to develop strategy and leverage and all that sort of thing. And so that it takes less time, because one of the things, you know, you talk about attorney's fees, a lot of the people surveyed said that they had already spent over $100,000 in attorney's fees dealing with this high conflict personality. And they're over 80% of the people who were surveyed said that their divorces took 18 months or longer. So, you know, the work that you're doing is so, so important. So what options for people, you know, what are the options for people who want to be able to afford divorce and take back their power by divorcing with some modicum of dignity?
Yeah, you know, we say people save for their wedding. You know, you plan on having the perfect dress, the perfect caterer, the perfect bands. But what could be even more expensive than your wedding is your divorce. And people don't frequently save for their divorce. So options are credit cards. However, a lot of our clients do not have great credit history because their husbands were the ones that controlled the credit, meaning that they were the first person on the credit card, that they just got a signee card. They never built up any credit history of their own. It's also very hard to go out and say, hey, I need $100,000 on a credit card. You know, thanks, MasterCard, you're not going to give me a $100,000 line of credit if you haven't built up any credit. Friends or family you can go to, but asking mom and dad for $100,000 for legal fees, even for $10,000, it's not only sometimes impossible, it's also embarrassing. You're an adult. So you can go to brothers and sisters. Again, it's hard. Friends, it's more difficult because they're not blood related, but that's what we are. We are the option for a lot of these people that don't have other options. And what we do is make the advance. And then sometimes at the end, you know, you get your legal fees taken care of through litigation or through mediation, where one, the moneyed spouse would end up paying back the advance that has been made to you, which is always great. So we give them sort of the ability to go and level that playing field without taking more stress, more monthly payments that they have to make on credit cards. With us, you don't have to make monthly payments. Everything is rolled up and nothing needs to be paid until you get to settlement.
So give us one of your favorite success stories, you know, somebody who came to you like in a dire situation and was successful.
Yeah. So we have a lot of them. And I love the thank you notes that I get and, you know, the Christmas cards, and I see how people are just growing and, you know, writing their new chapters. We had one a couple years ago and she was just distraught. She came to me, her husband had had an affair with the best man actually at their wedding, which is always was a shock. But she stayed in the marriage because she just was scared. She didn't know what to do. She didn't know if she could even afford a divorce. So I got her the right representation. We got her advance against a settlement. They got a divorce. She actually used some of the money to go back to school and started her own jewelry line, which is an amazing, amazing. I have some pieces of it. And she's just thriving. You know, she met a new guy. She has a beautiful child that she's, you know, getting to enjoy by staying home and developing this beautiful jewelry line. And I think that's just amazing. And you can see it on her face when I run into her, when I get the Christmas cards, that, you know, how it's just lighter. She's just able to take that 100,000 pound elephant off your back or girl off your back. So,
And what was her situation before she came to you? Was the case already going, or was she able to find you before the case started?
She found us first. I was really her first phone call. Someone had given her my name, and she was based in New York as well. And, she just didn't know where to go. She didn't know what to do. She was scared. She was alone. She was not originally from this country, so she didn't have friends or family here, let alone friends or family to go to for funding. So,
amazing.
Coming up on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
You know, I think that when they come to me, you know, either in person, over the phone, they're stressed. I mean, they're stressed about money. They're stressed about the divorce. They're stressed about custody of their children. And then to see them blossom, you know, after this is all said and done, that they're able to get the settlement they're entitled to.
Is there something that's interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with a professional counselor in a safe, private environment. It's online, or it can be through phone, chat, or text. They help you with any issue that you have an issue with, such as depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, basically anything you can think of. If you're unhappy, you can get a new counselor at any time. They're available worldwide. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Best of all, it's truly affordable. Listeners of Negotiate Your Best Life get 10% off your first month with the discount code BREAKINGFREE. So why not get started today? BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE. Simply fill out the questionnaire and get started. That's BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE. Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high-conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can learn more about top 5 ways narcissists use money to control, with Jason Crowley.
If you're in a relationship with a narcissist, as you said, Rebecca, they're going to use everything that they can to try and maintain control. And so money really is just a tool to enable them to do so, the narcissist to have control. And so all of these different ways that they use money as a tool to control are things that you have to be aware of so that you can kind of plan ways to prevent or to take back some of the control and kind of turn the table.
And now we return to today's show.
So walk us through the process. Do they have to like fill out like a loan application? Is that how it would work? Or, you know, how would that work?
Process, yes, but we ask for the attorneys to fill it out with client. Just because there are certain, you know, it's not the attorney's first rodeo, but it may be the client's first rodeo. So there are certain questions that the client's just not going to be able to answer. So we ask the attorney to fill it out with the clients, and we ask, you know, for information. Our underwriters are very, very good at, you know, sifting through all the information and making a determination of what her likely settlement would be. And then we fund a percentage of what that settlement would be to help level the playing field.
Now, you've been, it seems like most of your clients are women. What if the roles are reversed? What if it's the guy who's the non-moneyed spouse and the woman has the control? Or what if it's a gay couple or something like that? Is it gender specific?
No, absolutely. We have had many, many men. We've had same-sex marriages. It's the non-moneyed to the moneyed spouse. So we fund the non-money spouse. We've also done, we funded both sides of the divorce where everything is tied up. You know, I know in California and in New York and, you know, across the country, things are tied up in real estate and it may not be the best time to sell, you know, a $2 million house, but there's equity in it and eventually it's going to sell and you can't even sell it during a divorce. And, it's difficult. So we so we'll fund both sides. So they're able to both have attorneys, both, and you know, we also fund for mediation. So you know, it really runs the gamut. We're just here to help the underdog, really, to make sure that they have an equal say in their divorce and they get to you know, their new chapter.
And about how many clients do you help a year? Is there like a limit or anything like that? Or
yeah, unfortunately, we can't take on every client. I mean, I would love, you know, we get calls all the time, but if there aren't any assets, there's nothing to divide, then I always say, you know what? You don't need me and you don't really want to pay a lot of money towards an attorney and to litigation costs. Sit down with your spouse if you can. You know, over dinner and say, hey, these are my 10 non-negotiables. What are your 10 non-negotiables? There's no use to throw good money after bad. But we have anywhere from, you know, 100 clients a year. It depends on, you know, some clients stay with us, unfortunately, because their litigation takes longer. Some clients settle very quickly. So it depends. I know two cases are the same, new two clients are the same.
Okay, so, but is there like a limit on the number of clients that you can take a year, or if they are, okay. Yeah. So if they're qualified, you can go ahead.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, and who's a good candidate for funding?
So I always say, like, don't throw good money after bad, but certainly if there are assets and there's one spouse that's being difficult, you know, trying to maintain control of the money and the maintaining control of you. And, you know, you have something at the end of the day that you'll be entitled to. That is certainly a client that we'll look at. Usually there's a house, but that's, you know, we've also funded cases where there's a horse farm or there's an art collection. You know, people really diversify how they spend their money. But if there's something that she or he is going to be entitled to at the end of the day, and then we can, you know, look to that and say, hey, okay, we'll fund a percentage of what that entitlement would be. And then they're able to go ahead and get that attorney, or, you know, they may need a forensic accountant. They may need a business evaluation done. A lot of our clients, you know, spouses, they both, you know, are jointly owned in a business, or one spouse has helped develop the business where the other one maintains the control of the business, but they're still entitled to something. So we'll certainly, you know, try to help out and get a forensic accountant for those people.
Interesting. And is it possible, what if people want to, you know, maybe they have somebody who'd be willing to co-sign for them or something like that. Maybe they don't have the assets. Is it only, you know, against the assets or?
Yeah, just against, we won't do a co-signer. So it really has to be against their potential settlement.
Okay. And why do you think it's more important than ever for divorce clients and professionals to know that divorce funding is an option nowadays?
Yeah. No, as you know, we're working from home still in New York, and I don't, you know, see that changing anytime soon. And the courts, they were always backed up, and now they're going to be even more backed up. So trying to get in to make an application to the court, because I'm sure your listeners or some of your listeners will know, you can make an application to the court for counsel fees. But of course, one, you have to have an attorney to do that. And two, that's going to cost money to do that. It's going to take longer to get in. You know, something that was going to take a year last year is going to take 2 years this year. I know in like a DC area, they're saying that it's now a 2 year backlog in the court. So it's crazy. And it's also so many people are having, you know, underemployment right now, or just financial strain because of, you know, where we are, in the world during, you know, during the pandemic. So, I think that it's important that people know that this is an option. And if you can't get through the court system and you want to get out and you want to, you know, start looking for a new apartment, it's a potential that we can get you some funding.
So is it, does the attorney help them put together, you know, I know when I go to make an application for fees from the moneyed spouse as a lawyer, I have to put together like a litigation budget to show the judge, you know, this is how much I think we're going to need. Here are the hours that I think that we're going to, do they put together like a litigation budget? How do they know how much to ask for?
Rebecca, that's exactly, that's why we want to work with the attorneys, because they, though we have no crystal balls, we do know that, you know, is this a $10,000 case? Is this a $100,000 case? Is this going to take $1 million to get, you know, the more the assets there are, the more there is to fight over. But, you know, we shouldn't be funding $100,000 for a case that's, you know, there's only $150,000 in assets.
So do you like create sort of almost like a line of credit in the beginning, you know,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So like you kind of know from the beginning how much you will go up to. And then obviously if they don't need that full amount, then great. Right.
Great. No, if they can settle, absolutely. And we encourage that.
Yeah, of course. So, do you have any other successful outcome stories, you know, what they've done in their next chapter? I know you talked about the woman with the jewelry business. Is there anybody else? I mean,
we actually
want to feel inspired.
I think that when they come to me, you know, either in person, over the phone, they're stressed. I mean, they're stressed about money. They're stressed about the divorce. They're stressed about custody of their children. And then to see them blossom, you know, after this is all said and done, that they're able to get the settlement they're entitled to. We actually had a gal a couple of years ago. She went back to law school, which I think is amazing. So she's still in the process and going to take the bar, and you know she wants to be a matrimonial attorney. So
oh my goodness,
may hear of her one day. I don't want to give her a name, but you know that for me is so inspiring.
Yeah, for sure. So I always ask my people on my shows, you didn't know about this question, so you know, it kind of take you a little bit off guard, but it is, what is your spirit animal? If you had to choose a spirit animal, what would be your spirit animal?
Oh, I think, you know, for a big birthday, I went to South Africa, and I love animals, and I love the giraffe, I have to say, because, you know, they're statuesque. I'm a vegetarian, so it's also, but they also have a presence that, you know, the other animals in the jungle really try and, you know, don't mess with them. They can still play with the big boys, the lions that are out there, and, you know, but they can still, you know, survive and thrive, and they're very protective. So I find that.
Yeah, and they actually have you. They can see things like from like the big picture, maybe better than
others. Fast. Exactly.
You know, I mean, who knows? You know, but in some ways, you would think they are right.
Yeah.
So, how can people get in touch with you? How can they learn more about you? How can they, apply for funding? All of that.
Yeah. So website, obviously, new N-E-W, chapter, C-H-A-P-T-E-R, capital, C-A-P-I-T-A-L, .com, or call us, 212-404-7807. We're also on Instagram, at Divorce Funding, and at The Fairy Godmother of Divorce, is our Instagram handle. But of course, on LinkedIn, I'm always available as well.
Okay, so
on Facebook.
So newchaptercapital.com. I just want to make sure I say that again. Okay, and then just repeat the phone number again.
212-404-7807.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. I know this is going to help so many people. So fantastic.
Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.